As we approach the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, each morning, we recite Kedusha D'Yotzer. It's the Kedusha of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh from the Navi Yishayahu, but it's called Kedusha D'Yotzer because it's different from saying Kadosh, 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 as we typically do in Kedusha, together with a minyan standing when we repeat the Amida. In Chazaras HaShatz, that Kedusha is, we're not merely quoting what the Malachim say. We're not just letting people know or reminding ourselves what the Malachim say. That Kedusha, in the repetition of the Amida, is a point in time where, having already approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu and having come together to daven, and now we're davening again with the tzibur and the tefillah of the tzibur, the Chazaras HaShatz leading us through this process of the tefillah of the tzibur, we are equal to or even better than the malachim. At that point, we are the ones who are saying and who are establishing the fact of Kadosh, 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 so we're standing together and we must have a minyan. But here, in the process of approaching Kriyas Shema and of being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, we are describing and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way Malachim do. And the way the Malachim are perfect in their acceptance of whatever it is Hashem wants of them. Malachim are Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim by definition. Because what is a Malach? A Malach is a force that is doing what Hashem wants that force to accomplish. The Malachim have no choice in matters. The Malachim are not physical entities. The Malachim are forces, powers, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows to intervene with and cause things to happen to earth, man, the materially created world. They are perfect in every way, in that they do everything as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that to be done, so that their Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, their acceptance of the heavenly yoke, their acceptance of doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, is perfect, is complete. We here are saying that these are Malachim, and we're merely people, but we admire them, and we know that they are perfect in their Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And we are now going to try to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim in that vein as well. So we quote them. That's one reason for saying the Kedusha D'Yotzer. Another reason for saying Kedusha D'Yotzer is we are trying to make it very clear that there is no connection, if you will, between the Galgalim, the Shemesh, the Ereach, the Kochavim, all the heavenly bodies that we talk about in this bracha, particularly in the beginning of the bracha, Hameir la'aretz v'la'adorim v'la barachamim, Yoytzer or v'vayrei choyshech. We are making it clear that there is no connection between those heavenly bodies and the real power and force of the universe. They are not gods. They are not deities. They have no power of their own. The real power that is important, that's actual, that's functional, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's anything above this material world, it's not what you'll find in the far reaches of the universe. Those are merely physical creations. Malachim are extensions of and messengers of the real power and the real force of this universe. So we say Kedusha D'Yotzer, in effect, to make it clear that while we are talking here in thanks of the Ma'ariz and with appreciation to the fact that there is so much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to create the world that we live in, so that we can live in it, so that life is renewed, so that there's so much we can wake up to in a bright sunny day, but that's not God. That's only what He has accomplished. That's what He has created. And the Malachim say as much. The Malachim say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Now before we get to that, and explain why it's three times, just understand, Kadosh means holy. Holy means different. The reason to not say different, you could say, for example, that something is parush, separated, that there's a hefresh, that there's separation between and distinction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything else. The reason not to use that word is because a much nicer word is Kedusha, holy. Something that has sanctity, otherworldliness. So we want to use the right terminology. But the point of saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is that while there is a created world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, and we have just thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this world, and we praise Him for the Ma'oros, but He is Kadosh. He is not the Ma'oros. And the Ma'oros have no power of their own. As great as they are, and as important as they are, the celestial bodies are absolutely not of any self-propelling power. They have no power of their own. Now, to us that might be clear, because we understand what they are, we understand that these stars are gaseous matter, and that they burn, so to speak, brightly, and give off light and heat, and that ultimately that's how the sun, at the center of our solar system, supports life. But in the ancient world, there were many who really thought that these were powers of their own. So by saying Kadosh, 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 we are making it clear that while we praise and appreciate the Ma'ores, they are not deified. So that's the second reason why we say Kedusha D'Yaitzah. The first reason, as we said, is because we are going to be Makabel Ol Malchus Shemayim in as best a fashion as we can, so we quote the Malachim, whom are exemplars of being Makabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, and who pronounce each day, whose expression, when they perfectly fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are saying, as it were, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And the second reason to say it is because we are making it clear that there are no other forces or powers to believe in, to trust in, to pray to speak of, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es Shem HaKel HaMelech HaGodol HaGibur V'HaNoira Kadoshu. So what the Malachim do is pronounce the name, meaning the idea. Shem doesn't just mean a name. As you and I would say, well, something has to have a name. You call it something. Every noun is described by a name. A shame means much more than that. It means that those letters express an idea. The shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, of course, expresses the idea. The omnipresence. So shame means a concept. It doesn't just mean a name. So the Malachim in Shemayim, Amafarim, Maritzim, Magdishim, Mamlichim, the Shem, the idea, the existence of Hakel. Hakel means the all-capable, omnipotent one. The Melech, whose omnipotence is cause for him to be the Melech, HaMelech, the King, over all and over everything, who reigns supreme over everything in the world. HaGadol, who is so great. HaGibar, the Gvura here, Chazal say, interestingly, means it's Gvura for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow so much in the world that he has to, with forbearance, accept or allow. You know, in the words of Chazal, Jewish people could say, like the great men of old said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows evil to do so much that destroys good, and the Churban happens, and enemies of the Jewish people who are so evil seem to prevail, so Aye Gvurasai, Aye Noira Isaf, where is his Gvura? Where is his might? Where is his awesomeness? And the answer is the very fact that he has the forbearance to say, this is what these enemies of the Jewish people are going to do. This is how I have them act in response to what I feel Am Yisrael needs to experience. And yet I embrace the Jewish people still, while I do not immediately destroy the Ummah Sa'olam and change the world and turn it into the perfected world that it will become in the future. That's his Gvura. Because Gvura means having a certain, what we would call, lahavdil, self-control. You can't call HaKadosh Baruch Hu one who has self-control. It's insulting. But the point in Gvura always means, as in the Midah of Yitzchak, to have a goal and to have the strength and the fortitude to see it fulfilled and to see that which ultimately you will accomplish, accomplished. Even though between now and then, there's going to be a lot of, let us call it, disappointment. That's Gvura. It's the nature of what we call human forbearance. It includes a sense of patience. It will include having self-control, all of these many important midos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaMelech HaGodol, the great Melech, HaGibor V'HaNoira. So he is Noira in the Gvura. The awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he is all capable, but he doesn't necessarily intervene and make everything happen as he wants it to happen. Immediately, the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he has the time, the patience, the forbearance, the sense of knowing that there are things that the people will yet do. Things that are right, things that are wrong, but there is something that yet needs to unfold. And I know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that it all will happen and it will soon all be the way it's supposed to be. Soon, relative to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, is soon. You and I say, but it's thousands of years. There's so much that we've suffered through, humanly and as a nation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is my Gvura. This is my Moira. The very fact that that so much has transpired that should cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intervene, like a Melech Basar V'dam would intervene in the matter and take care of things, if you will. But no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the real Gvura is to step back and say, I need not be forceful. I need not take action immediately, drastically, boldly, as it would appear to be. The boldness and the great strength is going to be how I'm going to make things happen and cause things to unfold in a certain way, in a way that man would never be able to predict, in a way that's great because it won't be through the subversion or contradictions to natural order. It'll be within the natural order. It won't be supernatural, it'll be natural. But it'll be quite astonishing. And so much of history has been that way. That while it may not be, you know, a moment's drama through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes change, but the changes and the wheels that turn, they sure cause a lot of things to happen and cause a lot to change. If not very, very quickly, but very definitively. Look at the matzav of Am Yisrael today, and you can certainly admit that it's very, very different from what it was any time in the past 2,000 years. Unpredictably different from what it was. And the Gvura was that it should all go on and change and evolve slowly and seemingly naturally. And then, behold, look at what today is an Am Yisrael, hopefully on the verge of the Geula Shalema. So that's the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to not say, well, I'm going to just make things happen my way, and in a way that is supernatural, and in a way that's interventional, to use a common term. Kadosh Hu, his Kedusha, his holiness, incorporates all of this that makes him, as a melech, Godel Gibor V'Noira, different, very different from anything else that we would call humanly melech Godel Gibor Noira. Our conception of what a melech, of what a great melech, of what a powerful, awesome king might be, is very different. It's very small compared to the reality of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. That's the concept of Kadosh. Kadosh means you have a glimpse of what it means to be great and powerful and a great, you know, regnant melech. We have a glimpse of it, we have a sense of it. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus is Kadosh, is holy. It's of a very, very different nature. V'chulam mekablim aleihem ol malchus shemayim zemizeh. The malachim are mekablim aleihem. That is, they accept upon themselves the yoke, the burden, the responsibility of carrying out the will of Malchus Shemaim, the will of the heavenly kingdom and of the heavenly king. And they are mekabel, they allow this, zemizeh, meaning that malachim are of gradations. There are some powerful forces that are highest, the chayos, hakodesh. They are, so to speak, closest. Again, we don't mean proximally in space. We mean in their descent from Kedusha, in their distance from absolute HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from absolute supreme being. The desire, the will, the extension of Hashem's powers through Chayos and Ofanim and other levels of Malachim. These are gradations until ultimately what Hashem wants to happen happens here on earth. That's what these malachim in gradations are all about. So each of these gradations, one lower than the next and one closer to ultimately things happening here on earth, they all together allow for an expression of praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that they exist and that Hashem's will is going to be done expresses something fantastic. It expresses how Kadosh, 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 how holy HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And therefore, together, working in unison and in perfection, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being done, cries out, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And that's why it has to be that they do this together, in unison. Skipping a line ahead, Kulam ke'echad onim v'omrim b'yira. It has to be that they do this in unison. Because if the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is disparate, if it's not unitary, then it's contradictory. That wouldn't be perfection. That's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malachim are perfectly in order and in sync with one another, because they are extensions of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests through in this world. They work together perfectly. That perfection is expressed in these words, that they are mekablim ol malchus shemayim zeh mizeh, that they say to each other, so to speak, they communicate with each other, this is what Hashem's will is. Each level that extends from the higher level of Malach happily, willfully acknowledges what its job is, receives its orders, so to speak, if you will, from that higher power and higher level of angelic force above, accepts its mission, and all of this together cries out, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So therefore, this is described as v'noisenim rishus zelozeh. Because you see, if the highest level of malach would not in turn bring about the forces below it and allow for those forces below it to do what those lower forces must do, that would not be nesinas rishus. That would mean that the power and force being held back is not being released, and that malach below is not going to be able to do what it is that it needs to do and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to do. That's the meaning of v'noisnim rishus zelozeh. But more profoundly, the closer you get to earth, the more absurd it is to say, let's praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We can conceive of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what the Almighty is, such that we can use words to say anything about Him. Of course, we're not going to say much. We're just going to say Kadosh, 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 which is basically, He is so holy, 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 meaning different, very different, very different in a special way. But even to say that, to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all, is so presumptuous. So v'noisnim rishus zelozeh means that the higher levels of malachim give permission to those who are closest to us and to those who are closer to earth than they are to express and to express the concepts of Hashem's Kedusha, even though it's almost audacious. It's a chutzpah to do so. In simple terms, in a mashal, when you have an audience with a great authority of some kind, a human melech, a bas v'adam, a prime minister, a president, etc., one doesn't speak first. One sits quietly and waits for the authority, king, prime minister, to speak first. We don't say anything because it wouldn't be proper. It wouldn't be respectful. You speak when given permission to speak. So how can anyone or anything say praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His presence? And He's ever present. So that's why we say that it's the Malachim, closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are the closest manifestations of Hashem's will, who are noisnim rishus, who give this permission and authority to even those who are actually closer to man here on earth and to the effects of the malachim below, to say the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because without such permission, who would dare presume to say, I can praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can put some description of Him into words. V'noisnim rishus zelozeh lahakdish liyotzram. To be makdish, meaning to express and describe how special and holy is the creator of those forces, the yotzer, who has created these forces, these malachim, these powers that are going to make so much of a difference in Hashem's world, in His created world. They express this benachas ruach. They express this with a great calm. And that's astonishing because, remember, they are expressing it be'ema ubi'ira. They're expressing it with awe and with fear, with trepidation, because of the almighty nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because He is HaMelech, HaGodol, HaGibor, V'Hanayra. He's so awesome and awe-inspiring. And yet, it has to be done b'nachas ruach. If you're going to express something that is in praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be b'sofa beruda ubeni'ima. It has to be very clear. It has to be in language that is clear and that is enunciated with beauty, with clarity, so that the truth of what is being said comes across perfectly. This is a hint to how we should be davening. We should be davening b'sofa barura. No mumbling. If we're saying the words that quickly, that's not safa barura. Safa is, of course, language and choice of words, but it comes from and is related to the word for Jewish lips, sfasayim. If we're using our lips correctly, it's safa barura. If we're mumbling, it's not safa barura. Ubni'ima, with pleasantness, to good effect. There are now two understandings of how to read and how to put the words together. In the Siddur, commonly we have a pause. Kedusha kulam ke'echad, onim v'omrim b'yira. Kedusha, meaning the expression of kadosh, 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 they together enunciate with Ema and Yira, with a sense of holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being expressed in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kedusha then is a noun. The Kedusha, as we call it. The expression of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is what's being referred to by this word. Kedusha kulam ke'achad v'nim v'emrim b'yira. His holiness, as expressed in the words Kadosh, 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 they together recite b'yira with a sense of awe and great trepidation. But there's another interpretation, and it's interesting that while our Siddur puts the pause after the word ubni'ima, there are many and many who claim, and perhaps correctly, that what is intended here is b'nachas ruach, b'safa, v'rura, uveni'ima kedosha, with holy pleasantness. Ubni'ima kedosha, with words that are pleasant in the expression of His holiness. Ni'ima kedosha, because again, to express something, to talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, has to be done so delicately and so carefully. And it's with Ni'ima Kedosha, with that holy elegance and elegant holiness of expression. Only then would the Malach dare say anything, ascribe qualities of any kind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in that case, it's really an adjective. And it's Kedosha, not Kedusha. So while both are right, but many of the Meforshim of the Siddur will tell us that the correct pronunciation is Ubni'ima Kedosha. Yet as we see, it's been accepted in our Siddur, commonly to say, Kedusha kulam ke'echad onim v'omrim b'yira. But they all together say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakos melochol ha'aretz kvodo. Now the reason they say it three times is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's haya was, hove is yiyeh, always will be. But even deeper, Kadosh, 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 the Targum explains, and we say this in the Kedusha de Sidra, Targum explains that the first Kadosh means and is meant to tell us that he is Kadish b'shmei mireimo ilo beis shchintei, that he is holy above in the world that is where his Shechina resides, not in the physical world. In that realm that you and I cannot see and are not aware of in human ability to perceive, to sense. And he is Kadish, that's the second Kadosh, Al-Ara, here, on earth, in this created world, Ovad Gvurtei, where Ovad Gvurtei, where everything he has done can be seen, where his Avoda, where his creations are in the created universe. He is Kadosh there. and then it's kadosh again a third time, kadish l'olam l'olmei olmaya, forever and ever. He is kadosh when there will be no material world as we know it. He is kadosh for all eternity, beyond time and space. So those are the three expressions of kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. In the simplest shot, really, as Targum has it. Targum Yonison there in Yeshayahu teaches us what it means, kadosh, 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 and why we say it this way three times. Hashem Tzvakos means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is kadosh, is the master over all of these malachim, over all of the forces and powers that could possibly make any difference at all, here or in the world above us and beyond us. That master of all power and of all forces, Tzvois Hashamayim, not just the Galgalim, not just the created forces of nature, but the Tzvois of Malachim, all forces and powers that have any influence over anything in any realm in any of the worlds. He, and He alone, is Hashem Tzvakos. He is master over all of them. And yet, even though He is Kadosh, even though He is so different, remember, that's what Kadosh means. Different. We use the word Kadosh, by the way, because that's Ni'ima Kedosha. According to those who say that Ni'ima Kedosha is the right pronunciation, not Uvni'ima Kama Kedusha Kulam Kiachad, if it's Uvni'ima Kedosha, with that very holy, special, elegant phraseology, meaning we don't just say Hashem is different, other, distinct. We don't want to use those words. Instead, we say He is Kadosh. That's the ne'imus. That's the proper language to be used. Because He's so different and in such holy fashion and so otherworldly, we don't use any other word but Kadosh. Holy, holy, holy. And yet, Melo Chol Haaretz Kivodo. In spite of the fact that He is so distinct and so otherworldly and so holy that we can't conceive of Him, and so holy that we can't know Him, and so holy that we can't describe Him, and still, the world is only but sharing space with Him. That's all the world is. The world is simply here in some small way because He has shared His existence with and allowed that there be something called a materially extant world. The materially extant world is simply sharing space. It's allowed to exist all within the context of His being. Maloy chol haaretz kivodo. In spite of the fact that He is Kadosh, but still, He is very much involved and very much the fullness of our lives. He is ubiquitous. All of Him is the glory of the world. His presence is the glory, and His glory fills the entire created world. While He is yet so kadosh, 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 so different from anything of which we could conceive. V'ha'ofanim v'chayos ha'kodesh, and all of the lower and higher malachim, birash godol, with the tremendous, if you will, earth-shattering sound, meaning with great effect. Misnasim l'umas serafim, meaning they raise themselves. Misnasim l'umas serafim, meaning they are put into a position that's uplifted because they are able to and given the opportunity to express the following, what they're about to say. Baruch Kved Hashem Mimukama. Lu'umasam, by the way, means that they don't move in a way that a human being would move to turn as we have to direct our expression to a particular point or to extend our arm in a particular direction or to express ourselves or communicate what we wish to transmit to recipients in another location. Malachim are not that way. Lo yisabu belachtan. They need not turn. They're not human. And so, l'umasa, meaning in their place, if you will, mishabachim v'aymrim, they cry out the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Kvoid Hashem, mimakaymai. It's a very, very interesting expression. This is from the Navi Yecheskel. And it means that while HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no physical place, mimakaymai means not from his physical place, but from the fact that he has no place but the whole world is his makam. Baruch Kivayit Hashem mimakaymai. His source of great bracha, the fact that he causes everything to be and is the source of anything that we would call a bracha, it is mimakaymai. It's from the fact that the whole world is his and he is master of it all, and we praise and say that we recognize him as being the only source of blessing, even though he is not something we can see. We can't say it's from this place or from that place. We don't have a physical source that we can say, oh, that explains where that comes from. Well, where does it come from? Physical things we can say, well, it comes from here, it comes from there. But that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, where does it come from? Baruch Kved Hashem mimakomo. While his makom is muvdal, it's separated, and kadosh, very different from anything that we could call a place, a source. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bounty comes to us from him directly. That's the meaning of Baruch Kved Hashem mimakaymai. Another meaning that's also very important, and with this we'll conclude, is that even when the Shekhinah is displaced, even when, unfortunately, the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, and that kind of presence of the Shekhinah with us has been unfortunately removed, has been altered. But don't think for a moment that the glory and kavod of Shemayim has been in any way attenuated or compromised. Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakaymai. Even when we don't, as human beings, appreciate how much Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be seen and felt in this world. Even when we don't have the miracles that we once saw with fire on the Mizbeach that never went out, and all of the Nisim V'Niflais mentioned and listed by Chazal as we witnessed them in days of old in the Beis HaMikdash, Shekhinah might not be with us the way it was, but the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not been diminished. Even though sometimes we say, but where's Ayin Mekayim Kavodai? Where is that Kavod? Where's Kavod Shemayim, we say? Where's the glory and honor of heaven? There's so much that goes on that seems to say that the glory of Shemayim has been diminished. And that with what we have experienced, with what Jewish people have experienced, unfortunately, that there's been a diminution of Kavod of Am Yisrael, Kavod HaTorah, and of Kavod Shemayim. That's how it might appear to us, but it's not really the truth. The truth is, while we can't understand it or see it, Baruch Kved Hashem Mimakaymai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod remains undiminished. It is eternal. It is vast beyond measure. And it is perfect. His Kavod, his honor and glory are mimakomo, even when the place of the Shekhinah is, so to speak, displaced. Baruch Kved Hashem mimakaymai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory is in perfect order, is whole and complete.